This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 17th of February at the Fulham Community Centre as usual. This month's presentation is from Neil Abraham, VK5KA, on the topic of transmitter quality measurements. Neil will cover practical methods for testing your transmit system, from the audio going into it to the radio signals coming out of it. Doors open at 7:15 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:45, and all are welcome. For those who can't make it, the presentation will also be live streamed on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. Also coming up soon is the next AREG Evening Car-Based Fox Hunt, on Friday the 10th of February, starting from the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 p.m. We'll have three foxes deployed around the Adelaide area on both the 2-metre and 70-centimetre bands, so come along and have a go. We've also got a foot hunt coming up in March, so stay tuned for more information on that one. As always, for information on the upcoming events, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest WISEN SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the WISE Australia and its committee. Last Saturday, the 28th of January, WISE Australia held its quarterly meeting and social get-together day. And on my arrival to the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre at North Goonoog, there were already a large number of ham operators queuing at the door at 10 a.m. I had never seen so many eager operators waiting for the doors to open, other than a buy and sell. Our guest speaker on the day was Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5 HSX from the South Coast Club, who provided an education session and talk on all things APRS, but especially concentrating on the South Coast Club's new APRS network and facilities. His presentation was well received, and all those who are in attendance gained an insight and education into APRS and what it can do, but also how to set up your transceivers. Following the presentation, all amateurs enjoyed a free barbecue lunch with soft drinks, tea and coffee provided, and I can assure you that no ham operator went home hungry. We thank Steph, VK5 HSX, for him taking the time out of his busy life, as after his presentation he departed to commence his holidays in Queensland. We also thank Scouts SA for providing the excellent facilities for our use. A trailer working bee was held down at Netley, where the WISE Australia trailer is housed and maintained, and members of the trailer working group worked through categorising equipment and doing a stock take and added to the WISE Australia asset register. The Committee of WISE Australia thanked the volunteers of the trailer working group that made that day such a great success. In the very near future, you'll be receiving an email from WISE Australia if you are registered as a volunteer or member to complete an online form with your personal information and types of equipment, i.e. can you do HF, VHF, digital, etc., so that we can update our membership database, and we look forward to your responses. Don't worry about your personal details being shared, as they will be kept in a secure database and confidentiality is assured, with limited access to persons other than those who are approved to manage the database. We are also seeing expressions and registrations of interest for ham radio operator volunteers to assist with a few upcoming events, mainly being the Dementia Australia Memory Walk down at Goonoog on the 2nd of April 2023, and also the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland around Bar and Surrounds over the period of 28th to 30th of April 2023. You can register for these events by contacting the President of WISE Australia via the contact links of the WISE SA webpage, or just Google us, or check WISE SA out on Facebook. Also, don't forget tonight, Sunday the 5th of February, the WISE Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Link Repeater Network, and I look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the WISE Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you throughout the year. 73 all.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Following on from the success of our first coffee and chat meeting last Tuesday week, we are now making this a regular feature until further notice. However, the day has been changed as it suits more members. Further events will be held on Thursday of each week, commencing at 10 a.m. in our clubrooms. If you are in the vicinity, feel free to come along and join us. Our next business meeting will be held in Millicent, as we have a significant number of members located there and in the surrounding area. As usual, carpooling will apply in order that as many Mount Gambier members as possible are able to attend. We try to hold 3 or 4 meetings per year in Millicent, but the last 12 months this policy has gone a bit wobbly, as we only held the one last year. Not good. We are very hopeful that the next few months will see a couple of new call signs allocated, as we have a couple of new members who are keen to gain a licence. Tim, VK5AV, our education officer, has been busy getting the fellas up to speed and ready to have a crack at the exams. The very best of luck to Nick and Robert. A big thank you to Andrew, VK5MAS, and John, VK5DJ, for their continued work on keeping the C4FM club station on the air and up to date. It is a bit underutilised at present, but hopefully more will get on as they update equipment. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the AHARS news for the 5th of February 2023. I'm disappointed in the response I got from our 160-plus members to my call for members to join the AHARS 2023 committee. I have a treasurer and a secretary and 2 committee helpers, but cannot get a president or a vice president. Looks like I'll have to stand for president for my 7th year. We're going to have our first coffee and chat session for 2023 on the 11th of February at the Blackwood Uniting Church in the Ewart Room, starting time 10 a.m, not 9 a.m. as I previously advertised. I'm hoping we can get a volunteer or two for the committee then. The next RSL lunch is the 10th of February, starting time 12 noon. Lunches at the RSL are a good way of meeting with members, and the numbers attending are rising again. Perhaps the fear of COVID is not what it was 6 months ago. The 2023 AGM is at the next general meeting on the 16th of February, starting time 7 for 7:30, and the March general meeting will be a members buy and sell at the Blackwood Uniting Church. Bring along surplus items and see if your fellow members can put them to good use. I'm going to appoint the committee persons to organise the general meetings and to find the guest presenters. I've run out of ideas and contacts. Thanks, and can talk to you again next week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 10th of February, will be the general meeting, and there's a few changes that you will be noticing. And it'll be due to the fact that Tony, VK5FBIC, will be absent on the night, as he will be in VK3 marshalling at a car rally. So good luck with that, Tony. Well done. They're always very exciting. We hope you have a good time over there. And on the night, the meeting will be conducted very well by Brian, VK5VI. And Brian will also be giving a lecture on the night, and it will be all about a radio propagation. So that'll be a very topical subject because... one night during the week I was listening to the 6 metre dural repeater for about 20 minutes. Some locals having a chit-chat there on 53850. So, there's been some openings on 6 metres. And also on the night, some other members will be giving some short talks about various subjects. So come along next Friday, the 10th of February, for the February meeting. And next month, in March, the club rooms will be undergoing some renovations. And so our meeting nights will have to be shifted. And we'll be having our general meeting on Friday the 3rd of March. And the technical meeting will be on Friday the 31st of March. So that'll be the first Friday and the last Friday of the month. So there'll be more information about this in the next broadcast. And of course, Friday the 31st of March, as you would have observed, along with Sir Lunchalot, is a fifth Friday. And you all know what that means. Yes, there'll be a fifth Friday lunch. Now we also welcome Trevor, VK5TVL, as our new webmaster for the Northeast Radio Club website. If you wish to contact Trevor, well, his email is trevor@vanderlinden.id.au. Thank you very much, Trevor, for undertaking this valuable task, and it's a very important job to do for the Northeast Radio Club. And the technical meeting for the month of February will be on Friday the 24th, and it will be a talk by Ian, VK5CZ, and it's going to be all about summits on the air and how to access some of the really good spots around VK5. So that should be a very good night to find out how you can go out and climb up on tall places and make contacts with lots of other radio hams. And that's Friday the 24th of February. Well, that's all we have for this week, so don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.